coach on the road, take you behind the scenes with the MLB stars of the game, and I got the man here, Jake Myers. I get it right?
Yes.
All right, because coach good at butchering names. All right, we're taking our youngsters behind the scenes on what it's like being a major league ball player. What's this big league experience been like for you?
It's been awesome. I mean, really everything you dream about. The best players, guys that you kind of looked up to, you get to play against and play with, and you just really learn more about the game of baseball, getting to be around some of those guys.
Do it get intimidating sometimes seeing these guys at ESPN and going into New York and Chicago? Do it get intimidating?
I mean, at first, but the competitor in you kind of, when you get on the field and get the jersey on, it makes you more excited, ready to compete against them. But I mean, at first, absolutely, you got to get over, the name or the jersey. But I mean, at the end of the day, you're just competing.
You know, I always told my guys it's all about having opportunity. Mm-hmm. Where did your opportunity come?
Yeah, I mean, it's just waiting for that opportunity and taking advantage of it, being ready for it, putting in the work every day and being ready for it.
So at what point did you know the scouts were looking at you?
I didn't really know until college, like sophomore, junior year of college. That's when I started to kind of get scouts reaching out to me.
So you was a man. You got your sophomore year, and they started calling you and invite you to camps and all of that?
No camps, just kind of just sending the questionnaires and maybe like reaching out junior year and talking with them.
So what was your strongest point in your game?
Defense has always been up there for me in the outfield, center field. And then just at the plate, I was always a tough out. Just always had competitive at-bats. Tried to put the ball on the barrel as much as I could and hit the ball hard. And I felt like that was kind of the strong suit of me. I didn't really work on getting the ball in the air or anything like that. Just try to hit the ball hard.
So you have some wheels out there in the outfield.
Yes. Yeah. The wheels have always been, something I've tried to put into my game.
What was your 60 time?
You know what? I never ran the 60. I don't know why. I never ran the 60.
Man, you was the man there. You had wheels and they didn't even put you on watch.
Nope. I didn't do any showcases or anything like that. So.
And then you went out there. You was a contact hit, I assume. Center field contact?
Yeah. Yeah, I just tried to get on base, have good at-bats, and put the ball in play.
So what was high school like for you?
High school was awesome. I got to play for an incredible high school coach that I learned a lot from. Still talk to him to this day. That's really when I fell in love with baseball, was in high school, honestly. And that's when I felt like I wanted to, put work into it and be passionate about it and do well.
You still stay in contact with your high school coach?
Yes, I do.
Wait a minute. We're going to have a talk here. I coach high school, college ball.
Yeah.
Got some guys made it to the big leagues. They don't even call me.
Yeah. No, I'm very fortunate. Zombie little coach, Bob Greco is his name. I just talked to him. He came to Kansas City and watched me play in Kansas City this year. And, still to this day, talk about stuff I can, that I can get better at and things that he's heard and learned and stuff like that. I mean, he's just an incredible coach.
Did you get some tickets for the game?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You should have been my coach when I was coach. I get no respect. They take the hook of this coach up.
That's awesome.
You get a baseball to bat too?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm claiming this man right here. I'm your new
See, sounds good. Coach. I'm the coach. Coach. Okay, sounds good. Sounds good.
So, I mean, now you maybe lose my train of thought.
No, you're okay.
All right, so last couple questions.
Yeah.
So you get to the big leagues. And you find out it's more of a business than a game. It's all kind of stuff and meetings that you never knew went on in the big league.
Yeah. That's a tough thing to understand, and I think it takes longer than you think. Not really months, more so years. You kind of just have to go through a couple of things to really understand that, whether it be being sent down or going through an injury or just certain things that kind of open your eyes that it is more, it is more a business, and that's just how it's ran, and you just got to understand that.
And then I guess, as you said, take years. I mean, it's a progress from year to year.
Yep.
You get a little more comfortable. You know what to expect, and then you catch on to it.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's the biggest piece of advice I give to anyone is just keep learning and keep trying to get better, because I feel like I played with a lot of really talented players that kind of just were content with where they were, and they felt like they kind of maxed out their talent or whatnot, but there's always something to learn. There's always something to get better at, and I think that's kind of how you can get ahead of some other guys.
They lost that hunger for the game.
I lost the hunger and lost the hunger to get better.
Every kid's dream of playing in the big leagues. Get that call, you're going into the big leagues. Walking locker room for the very productive.
You're right.
You're making me nervous.
No, you're good.
See? You're good. You got to claim this mic about my help. Okay. Let me see. All right. Last question. Every kid dream of playing in the big leagues. Get that call that you're going to the big leagues. Walking that locker room for the very first time. See your uniform hanging up. What's that feeling like?
Dream come true. Honestly, yeah, it's just you dream about that day. You put in years and years of hard work. I mean, shoot, since the time you're really little all the way up, and it kind of just in that moment, you know, you kind of get a feeling of like gratitude, being really grateful for all that hard work. But then also this rush of hunger comes up, and it's like, all right, it's time to compete in the big leagues. So it's a mix of emotions, but it is a really special moment that you remember.
Did you cry?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. It's emotional. Yeah, it's emotional. I'm telling you, you put in a lot of sacrifice, a lot of hard work. It's a really emotional moment.
Did mama cry?
Oh yeah.
We know you cry about it.
Yeah.
Coach on the road with the man.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks a lot. A League of Our Own, Independent Developmental Baseball League, is dedicated to promoting diversity in baseball. Honoring Satchel Paige's legacy, history, and accomplishment by naming one of the teams of Satchel Paige All-Stars, ever invoking his memory in the hearts and minds of past, present, and future generations. And we look forward to that dedication service.
And my family and I, we thank you, the opportunity of you including us.